you ever wonder why you never see black men using fleshlights? You can thank Slutty Church Mouse for inspiring this small penis humiliation post, and for shedding some light, the truth about fleshlights, that is. So, what is the truth about fleshlights? They weren't made for big dicks! Fleshlights were made for a majority white men with small dicks. Case in point, Tiny Wonder Church Mouse showed me a picture of a well-endowed black man trying to stick his dick into a fleshlight and failing because the fleshlight was too small and he was very big. And Exhibit B, a picture of a small dick loser sliding his angry inch into a fleshlight. While the big black cock could barely get the tip in, that tiny little penis failed the TP test, but finally found a hole small enough to fill with a pencil dick. Fun times, right? Makes me wonder, with all the yearly fleshlight sales, just how many small penis humiliation junkies are out there, humping away in shame, or maybe with pride, knowing that they at least succeed in the one place a big dick cannot. So, really, do men with larger than average megadongs really need fleshlights? I suppose if someone wanted to invest such, it could be used as a small penis humiliation implement. Imagine the shame when a tiny-dicked white man attempts to mount a fleshlight made for big black cocks. It's like throwing a fucking cocktail wiener down a hallway. I think it would be really humiliating to watch a tiny-dicked man fuck a king-dong fleshlight. I mean, it's not like men with large penises would ever have to use one. It would just be hilarious entertainment if somebody did make fleshlights for big dicks and made a little small penis humiliation sub bitch moan and whine while I cackled, while they complained that they couldn't feel anything because they're sticking that tiny little inchworm into that big, big hole for real, man. Now, I would love to hear from you. If you are into fleshlights and small penis humiliation and being made to fuck, well, spaces that are for men with some girth and some fucking depth, I want to hear from you. Call me at 1-800-601-6975 and keep your hands off your tiny cocklet until I give you permission. Remember, just ask for Brighton. I'll be on after 12 noon most days. And if you don't see me on, you can email me at brighton@enchantrixempire.com to find out my availability for that specific day. I hope to hear from you very soon. Again, this is Mistress Brighton, and you can read along to this audio at enchantrixtees.com. See you soon.